Good morning, everyone. Today, I'm very happy so I have my guest speaker from Guam Estate Professionals, Christina,
as my guest. Thank you for having me today.
This series is to introduce different brokers on Guam to my students. A lot of students ask me how to interview with brokers and which firm they're going to hang their license with. You are my guest to introduce some information to my students.
All right, thank you, Lee.
Can you introduce yourself a little bit?
Okay, so my name is Christina Legaspi. I'm the principal broker of course, Guam Estates Professionals. We are a pretty new company. We just opened up like not too long ago. We do have a good company system. We actually welcome, you know, any agents who are willing to, you know, be a part of our company.
So any plan for the following year, because we know that 2022 is on the corner?
Oh yes, we actually planning to expand. We want to have like a bigger team.
A bigger team. And where is the location at?
This is at Upper Tumon, actually at Tamuning, 203, Suite 203 actually, Hanukai Center. It's just located at the second floor of the new Alpha Insurance building.
Yeah, the interview is in Christina's office. This is a very nice office. This is the first time I came here, but it's very cozy and welcoming. So I really like the...
Right.
I wish you can see it. It is a podcast channel. I wish you could see it.
Christmas is almost around the corner.
Right. Yeah, right. Okay, so let's get to the point. I have some questions today I want to ask Christina. The first section, we talk about the brokerage preference of agents to recruit. Which type of agent does the brokerage cater to, full-time or part-time?
We do cater to both full-time and part-time.
Both full-time and part-time. The other section is related to brokerage training and support for new agents.
Okay.
Does the brokerage have systems to support its new agents 24/7, 365?
Well, actually, right now, we have an administrative account officer, an office manager who helps agents with their needs file-wise. But information-wise, I am always available as their principal broker through phone and text messages to answer if they have any concerns.
Okay. Next one. Are there any costs associated with a brokerage training or support?
No, but there is GEP, which is Guam Estates Professionals, membership dues, which costs $150 quarterly, so that's $600 annually.
Annually, okay. Yeah. Next one, who at the brokerage offers training and support to its new agents?
Since Guam Estates is a small team, I, as a principal broker, hold regular monthly meeting and training to refresh agents' knowledge with and give them update with current real estate information.
Okay, next one. What training and support are offered to new real estate agents?
We actually have a lot of training. One of them is our, we have one on file right here. I wish they can see it. But we have our agents training plan. This is actually the basic training for the new agent, especially the one who just got their license. It's actually a training that teaches them on prospecting and lead generation, sending listings, showing properties which are like successful real estate transactions. So writing a contract, gathering documents, closing, listing a property, and many more.
Who designed this? Very nice.
Like we have a really nice system in our
company. I can see that the training plan is very organized. It's very easy to understand. It's not like you're reading a book, but it's a breakdown to each pieces. And for the new agents, you're going to be very easy to acquire those skills. You definitely want to take a look for this when you interview with Christina.
We do give our agents Flex MLS training, which includes doing CMAs. You know, Flex MLS training is very important to familiarize our new agents in navigating the Flex MLS platform, which will be the main source of available properties in the market. And one of the training is also Zip Forms training, which is filling our contracts. Part of Zip Forms training, which is very important as well, is contract understanding training.
So what will be the usual way you give the agent some guides for the contract?
We will actually read each line of the contract and explain it to them and what are the pros and cons and what for them to be able to explain to their clients what are they signing for. Yes, we do have training for listing presentation, both for sales and rental. So training that teaches how to actually make yourself stand out among other agents when doing listing presentation to be picked by the owner of the property. We have marketing training, like how to market yourself or your own business using social media and other online platforms, and how to professionally deal with your colleagues. This includes other online tools on how to make good online ad, and of course, nice vicinity map. If you can see, most of our listening, I have like really nice vicinity map and really clear. Also, sometimes I do teach them how to use Photoshop, Adobe video editing tools to make their own video marketing, you know what I mean? Mm. We also do role-playing training. Role-playing training is very important. This is to prep our agents or the new agents on how to answer questions from clients, answering phone calls, managing client rejection. You know, we do get that sometimes.
Mm. Right.
Making a phone call to set up appointment with clients and et cetera.
Right. More practice. Practice makes perfect. When
yes.
you practice how to make a phone calls or with your clients, it will lower your nervousness and then you will feel more comfortable.
And it's actually fun to do too because you get to share your experience. You know, every agent has a different experience. And if you are role-playing with your co-agents, they would actually ask you questions, some not difficult, but like complicated questions from which they experienced from their previous transaction.
When do you organize the role-play training?
We do have a monthly meeting. So we usually incorporate sales meeting and training at the same time because sometimes we do between 2 to 3 hours of, you know, like a meeting in the morning every second Tuesday of the month.
Every second Tuesday of the month.
Yeah, it's not always role-playing. Mm-hmm. It will depend on the topic. Sometimes it will be like a, you know, marketing training or sometimes role-playing and sometimes listening presentation. So it just depends.
Mm. Okay, great. Does the brokerage have a mentorship program?
We do. All new salesperson who have come to Guam Estates Professional with little or no experience will have the option to be paired with an experienced sales agent or broker associate who will mentor them for 3 months. The mentor will help the new salesperson understand the process of writing listing agreements and a purchase and sales agreement, as well as all other forms used in the purchase or sale of real estate. And then the mentor will accompany the new salesperson on a listing appointment and will take the new sales associate to preview homes to understand how showings work and coach them as needed, and will also be preparing completed files and how to submit for reimbursement. The mentor will be available during reasonable hours, of course, to assist and answer questions when the new salesperson is with clients and need assistance. With the compensation, actually the mentor will receive 25% of the full commission on the first 5 closing of the new salesperson completed as Guam Estates Professional Associate. Mm. In the event that the salesperson completes the mentor program and leaves the company before 12 months or before closing 5 transactions, the new salesperson will receive an invoice of $2,000 to pay the mentor for the invaluable training they receive upon their exit from the company. Any mentor payments received from transaction closed prior to the exit will be applied towards the $2,000. Mm. So this fee is to deter the new salesperson from signing up with Guam Estates to benefit from mentorship program and not stay long enough to allow the mentor to receive just compensation.
Right, correct. Yeah, mentorship is, the mentors are not a very easy job because everyone is self-employed.
Takes so much of their time.
Correct, yeah. That's reasonable. Okay, next one, we're talking about brokerage compensation packages. The first question, what compensation packages does the brokerage offers to agents?
Actually, we do have a 70-30 split for the first 30,000 commission made. So this is actually based on the check the company have received. And then we do offer 80-20 on any amount exceeding 30,000 commission made. And for associate broker, so if you have your, you know, associate broker license, it'll be 80-20. They're actually ahead. So we do give 80-20 for the first 30, and then 90-10 on any amount exceeding 30 on commission.
So you have a tiered. Reach 30,000, there will be a different cutting.
Right. The least is 70-30, so that's still a good cut, I think.
Okay, next one. What services are included in the brokerage fees or commission split?
24 access to the office, and internet printing 5 days a week, Monday to Friday office admin assistance, file wise, of course, principal brokerage guidance to any transaction related concerns if needed.
Are there any fees in addition to the fees packages, compensation packages, or commission splits?
No additional fees.
No additional fees. Next one, we're talking about brokerage services to its real estate agents. My first question would be, what technologies does the brokerage offer and what is the cost to use them?
Whatever they're paying as their GEP membership dues, all these are included. We have our own website generating leads. Lead is going directly to the principal broker, which then forwarded to the admin, and the admin will forward the lead to the agent on duty.
Very smart. I need to learn from you later. The second one, what is the time frame in which commissions are paid to professionals?
Once commission check came in, file will be checked for completion, and once file is completed, the commission check will be disbursed to the agent every Friday.
Every Friday.
Yes.
What signs are available and what is their cost?
We have for sale and for rent sign, but as a new agent, we offer a welcome package to new agents, which is two signage of their choice, whatever they want. If they want for sale sign or one for rent sign or two for sale sign, we can actually get it printed for free because that's part of our welcome package. And also, we do offer 100 pieces of business card to be printed for the agent's immediate use. But before all these, agent needs to take their professional photo taken on the company's expense too, to be used for their own advertising and website upload, as well as business card and sign printing.
Next question, does the brokerage provide access to client meeting rooms?
We provide table for every agent with laptops. Since our office is not too big, clients are being met up at the agent's table. We do have a conference table, which is also open for bigger parties if the agent has multiple clients all at the same time.
Okay. Next section, we're talking about the company's culture. This one, I think, is the most important to the new agent.
Right.
A lot of students ask me, what is the best firm I should hang my license with?
That's a hard question.
Right. I always say that there's no good or bad companies or realties. You have to really understand them to see whether they are your good fit. For those new agents, you should listen up for this section to see whether this is your good fit. Just like if you're looking for a husband or wife, right? So there's no good woman or bad woman,
right?
Or good man or bad man, right? Depending on whether you are the good fit. Okay, so my first question would be, how long has the brokerage been in business?
Actually, we are less than 2 years. We opened not too long ago, but we do welcome and love new agents, especially those who just got their license. You know why? The reason is they are easy to train, and we can actually mold them the way we design our company system and work ethics.
Right. The following up, next one, does the brokerage hold brokerage meetings?
Yes, we do have meeting once a month, like I mentioned earlier. Usually it's every second Tuesday of the month. We try to do sales meeting and training at the same time.
What are the topics in the meetings?
As I mentioned earlier, we do have like marketing their their business. We do have we do train them to how to do their listing presentation and how to possibly get ahead with other agents, something like that. And we do train them on filling contracts, understanding contracts, how to show properties, any other necessary a new agent's needs.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are very necessary and important topics.
Yes.
Next one, a lot of students might ask, is attendance at the meetings mandatory?
It's not mandatory, but highly encouraged.
Right. I share the same answers with my students.
Yes.
They say whether I should attend a sales meeting. I said, it is not mandatory for most of the firms, but if you really want to do business, talk with your co-workers and principal brokers to see what's on the market. Otherwise, why are you getting a license and being in this business, right?
Right.
Where and how are meetings held?
We do hold our meetings in the office. We are not a big team. We like doing in-person meeting though, especially our team is not too big, but virtual will be available too if needed. Like if some agents requested, I'm sorry, I cannot attend this meeting. Is it, available for virtual? So of course we do accommodate them. I mean, we can just FaceTime them or, Zoom them.
What are the brokerage policies on its agents personally trading in real estate?
Okay, everything will be considered as a regular transaction, but I am actually looking into considering adjusting their cut to higher split for the agents if it's their own property that they're selling or, you know, purchasing, something like that.
Right, maybe you need to talk to Christina about case by case, right?
Right.
How does the brokerage deal with conflicts between its agents?
So far, we have never experienced any conflicts between agents, but if needed, of course, we will help resolve any conflicts in the office, as mentioned on our company policy under disputes part. There will be any, I will meet up parties separately and we'll try to hear each side, then we'll gather the best possible solution to have the conflicts resolved. Mm.
Okay, so my last question on the list. How does the brokerage deal with conflicts between agents and clients?
Principal broker will put the agent on hold from communicating to avoid further, you know, argument. And then I will make an appointment with the clients and hear their side. Like I mentioned above, it's the same thing. I need to hear the agent's side as well. We'll try to resolve the dispute part on our company policy, but we will definitely do our best to resolve any conflicts between the parties.
Lastly, there's not only students who are listening to this podcast channel, there are a lot of people on Guam want to know about this firm. And Christina, do you want to share your business plan or your service to more people? They can contact you for buying or selling or for rentals.
Yes, I've been in the business for almost 7 years now. I do residential most of the times, but I can definitely do on any other type of transaction. We are located at Hanukai Center, second floor, suite 203, like I mentioned earlier. And if you guys need to contact us, we can be reached at 632-2808. Our office is open every Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. For the aspiring agents, newly licensed agent, like I said, we do have a good company system. You guys can visit our office and look into our company policy. I'm pretty sure you guys are going to love it. We try to guide every new agent according to their availability. We do have a lot of trainings there.
Okay, so I will leave the contact and address. So if you want to contact Christina for the further discussion, and then feel free to call her or email her. Thank you so much, Christina, for my episode.
Thank you for having me.
Happy holidays. I will see you next time.
See ya.